morning.
Now, we have Annika from Leopold. Are you there, Annika?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello. This is going to be great. We will step back. Donna, do your thing.
Okay. Good morning, Annika. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, hello,
okay,
Donna.
Now, all I ask from you is no legs crossed.
Okay.
Take a deep breath, hold it for 3, let it out. Okay. I do work with colours. I'm seeing a bit of pink around you at the moment, which is the heart chakra. Tell me you need to do a little bit of healing around that area. You also want to have a chat to your mum today, yes?
Yes.
Yep, okay, righty. Oh, when I tune into your mum's energies, I get beautiful energies around her. Like awesome, if that makes sense. Just, the best energies ever, I'm being told. Now, your mum is actually showing me 2 numerals, number 6 and number 4. What does that represent?
She passed away on the 6th of the 4th.
Okay, that makes sense. Righty, she's also telling me too she did it tough, especially towards the end. I'm feeling a lot of breathing difficulties there.
Yeah, that's
like correct. A lot, you know, and I can hear the rasping, that type of thing. Now, did she actually pass in hospital?
She did.
Okay, because she showed me the white room. You were there when she passed, yes?
I was.
Okay. When she actually passed over, did you actually feel like an overwhelming, uplifting feeling of peace, if that makes sense as well?
Yes.
Okay. Righty, just bear with me. Your mum wants me to tell you that she's very proud of you. And that you've become a lot stronger since she's passed, if that makes sense as well.
Yes.
So you don't take any, and I'm not allowed to swear on radio, but you don't take any, you know, that type of thing from people anymore. And again, she's very proud of you for that, because she is telling me that you have a beautiful heart as well. And that, you know, you've had a lot of people take advantage of that, but she says, but no more. She's showing me the image of you sitting down by the beach. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And she's also saying too that you need to do more of that, because it's very, very healing for you and very therapeutic. Righty. Oh, she says she's cooking up a storm in the spirit world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a...
And I'm actually seeing a wood stove around her as well. That's like she could knock anything out of it. Has your dad passed as well, yes?
He has, yes.
Yeah, and he went first?
Yes.
Okay, because she's telling me that he was there to welcome her with open arms. I just get the image of him holding his arm out, and she took his arm and off they went. And I feel the pair of them are actually, they've gone back to their prime in the spirit world, which can happen. And they're also telling me too that they're doing a lot of travel. Does that make sense?
Okay, yep.
I feel like it's something they didn't get to do a lot while they were here.
No.
But they're both fine. And again, both of them are very, very proud of you. Okay, I hope all that made sense.
It does, yep. Thank you.
Annika, how does that make you feel hearing about Mum and Dad?
I'm happy that they're together.
Yeah, good. Is it one of those things, Donna, too, for Annika, being so close to her mum, if she talks to her, she would probably hear her?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, like keep talking to her in your head. You'll probably feel her around. You'll get warmth around your shoulder area, like it comes from nowhere.
Okay.
That's your mum. But your mum just told me then that she will give you a kick up the bum when you need it to get you motivated, if that makes sense as well.
Yeah, yep.
All right, thank you, Annika, for getting a reading.
Thank
Donna,
you very much.
You're welcome. How do our listeners do that with you?
Just on the website, donnasdoorway.com.au.